Hello and welcome to the Lawn Hustle, season number 2, episode number 13. In today's episode, I want to challenge you to dream a big dream. Now, we've all heard a lot about goals. I've done podcasts on how to set smart goals, realistic goals, attainable goals, and how you need to set goals that you can reach, because unreachable goals bring discouragement and disappointment and feelings that you might want to give up. And that's the last thing I want for anyone, is for you to give up, for you to quit. So today, I understand that it is very important that we do set goals. But it is equally important for us to dream a big dream. You see, goals gives us focus, but dreams gives us power. I need to repeat that because it's so important. Goals gives us focus, but dreams gives us power. Dreamers live a life of I can, I will, and I am. If you are thinking about starting a business, or you are a veteran in the green industry, you need to remember those three phrases: I can, I will, and I am. You can start a business and say to yourself, I will start a business, and I am starting a business. If you're a veteran, I can overcome this obstacle. I will overcome this obstacle, and I am overcoming this obstacle. So it's very important for all of us to remember those three little phrases. I can, I will, and I am. That is the life that a dreamer lives. Martin Luther King Jr., during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom on August 28, 1963, in the speech, Martin Luther King called for civil and economic rights and an end to racism in the United States. He said, I say to you today, my friends, even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. He dreamed that little black boys and little black girls and little white boys and little white girls could one day join hands and stand together as brothers and sisters. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream was bigger than himself. Now, we said in the beginning, it is important to have goals. Goals keep you focused. But notice, Martin Luther King did not say, "I have a goal." He said, "I have a dream." Because dreams give you power. I want to challenge you to dream a big dream. Dream one size bigger. I have found that most people dream small dreams. But I encourage you, when you make your plan 20 times more than you first planned. Imagine your business one size bigger. What could you accomplish for yourself and for your family? What could you accomplish in your community if you would dream a big dream? Dream one size bigger. Don't dream a small dream. Dr. King said, "Even though we face difficulties today and tomorrow, I still have a dream." Running a business is difficult. Running a business isn't for the thin-skinned. It takes a stiff backbone and broad shoulders to run a business. And I challenge you to dream a bigger dream than you have ever imagined, and see what that dream will fulfill in your life, in your family, in your business. Even though we face difficulties today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. In business, there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be unexpected setbacks. But someone once said, a setback is a setup for a victory. I hope you heard that. A setback is a setup for a victory. When you face difficulties, when you face uncertainty, when the money's not coming in, when the equipment breaks down, when you can't find dependable help, what are you going to do? You're going to give up? You're going to quit? You're going to throw in the towel and just walk away? No, I challenge you, in those times, dream a big dream. Dream one size bigger. Don't dream a small dream. You cannot grow personally. You cannot grow your business if you stay where you are. You have to be willing, even though it's hard, even though it's difficult, even though you might not see your way out. Stretch yourself beyond your comfort zone. Walk into the unknown. We walk by faith, not by sight. Walk into the future more determined than you have ever been before to see your dreams become reality. I said in a podcast several weeks ago, there was a day when what I have today was just a dream. That dream was fulfilled through a lot of hard work, sweat, and tears. But I didn't stop dreaming. I want my business to continue to grow, to continue to stretch itself out of a comfort zone, to endure the growing pains so I can move to the next level. So I challenge you and I challenge myself. Don't dream a small dream. Dream a big dream. Big dreams increase your potential to do and accomplish big things and to gain big success. Small dreams decrease your potential to achieve great things. Oh, you might have a few small victories. You might have some success. But if you want to be successful beyond what you can imagine, dream a big dream. Invest in yourself and be determined no matter what comes my way. I'm going to see my dream become reality. It was late in his career. He signed a contract to fight the number one contender. The contender weighed more. He had a further reach. He was stronger than Rocky Marciano. The night came. The bell sounded. The fight began. And Rocky Marciano lost every round. The last round, the bell rang. The fighters came out to fight. The contender dropped his guard for one moment, and Rocky Marciano landed one good punch. And the contender went down for the count. And Rocky Marciano was successful in defending his title. They asked him, "How did you do it, Rocky?" He weighed more. He had a further reach. He was stronger. Rocky Marciano said, "I was just determined. Every time I got knocked down, I was going to get back up. And I knew that if I could land one good punch, that's all it would take." I challenge you to have Rocky Marciano's thinking. Every time you get knocked down, be determined to get back up. The only difference between a winner and a loser is a winner tries one more time. A winner doesn't give up. A winner doesn't quit. A winner doesn't give up on his dream. And I want to encourage you today. Don't give up on your dream, but dream a bigger dream. Dream a dream one size bigger than what you have ever dreamed before. Failure is not an option. You did not start to quit. And as Dr. King said, we face difficulties today, we'll face difficulties tomorrow, but I still have a dream. So I want to encourage you. Don't give up on your dream. Right now, somebody is dreaming about finding a cure for cancer. I am a throat cancer survivor. Cancer took half of my larynx. Cancer changed me. But it did not defeat me. Cancer changed me, but it did not destroy me. Someone is dreaming about finding a cure. And with our modern technology, I believe in my lifetime, we can possibly find a cure for this dreaded, vicious disease called cancer. I have a dream today. What is your dream? Someone's got to be the best. It might as well be you. It might as well be me. And I've said it before, and it's worth repeating. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. My attitude determines my altitude. When adversity arises and problems and difficulties arise, yes, there are days it would be easy to just walk away. But I have a dream, and I refuse to give up on my dream. What is your dream? How big is your dream? I challenge you, dream a dream bigger than you are. Dream a dream bigger than your business, larger than your family. And success and growth and happiness can and will be yours. Small dreams, small success. Big dreams equal the potential to achieve big things. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I hope you never give up on your dream. You can follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Search professional_lawn_maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. I appreciate you listening today, and I hope you join us again next week for another episode of the Lawn Podcast.